Much of the warm applause from local Democrats gathered at the Urban League headquarters was reserved for Nan Rich, who waged a lonely, futile, but dogged campaign against Crist. She told the crowd to prepare for a tough fight to unseat Republican Governor Rick Scott.
He's going to have a huge war chest, and he's a sitting governor. Charlie Crist will need all of our support to win. He has mine.
Rich shared the stage with South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Attorney General nominee George Sheldon, and the man he defeated, State Representative Perry Thurston, and former Tampa Congressman Jim Davis, the Democrat, whom Crist defeated when he won the governor's office as a Republican in 2006. Crist spoke briefly and promised to deliver on the issues close to Democratic hearts.
This Rick Scott administration has taken us backward. Whether you're talking about minimum wage, equal pay for women, doing what's right for the middle class, they got it all wrong. They got it all wrong. They're not fighting for you.
Lurking in the parking lot, a handful of Republican operatives led by State Republican Chairwoman Leslie Dewar, who said Crist has no chance against Scott.
I think it's going to be a runaway once people understand why Charlie is running. I mean, Charlie's running for himself. Charlie wants to be the vice president to Hillary Clinton. That's why Charlie's running.
Let's go win this thing. God
Republican
you,
crashing of Democratic so events much. Is a new phenomenon in this campaign. Crist supporters manned the Urban League doorways to make sure they couldn't get in. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.